This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
You can eat grapes on Shavuos, asher yichlu daliyah shel uchol, until the trellises in the place called Uchol are finished with the grapes. They are considered the latest grapes in this season. And as long as you still have grapes available, l'chaya shabasodes available on the field, you can keep grapes in your house of Shavuos. And there, until the grapes of Uchol are all finished, you can keep your grapes in the house. When they're finished, then you have to throw all the grapes out in your house and make beer. Im yesh mi uchol asrei. But suppose you happen to know there are later grapes someplace. Oichlin aleh, you continue to eat grapes in your house on the reliance that there are still some grapes left in the field. Only he's telling us, in case you don't know any other grapes, these are the latest ones. When they're finished, you have to stop. But if you know cases where there are grapes that grow later, then you can rely on them. Oichlin b'zeisim asher yichlal achrei the last date, the last olive tree into Kaya. Kaya is the place where the olive trees. He holds that Gush Cholov had later trees. Kedei shehei on the if there's so little olives left that when a poor man goes out to pick some olives, they know morzei lo begufa lo beikre, they won't find on the tree itself or at the bottom of the tree that fell down. Reba, a fourth of a calf. If he finds less than a fourth of a cup, then it means it's finished already. And you have to throw out of your house any zeisim of trees that you have. That's all it is, the beer. When only cannot find a rebe, a cup on the tree, and at the bottom of the tree together, then is the time for beer of the olives in your house. Or the Chalim Vegas, figs you can eat, sheyichlu, Pagei Beis Hinei, until the figs of Beis Hinei are finished. But they're the last ones. Stop here. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, he said there is a mix-up in the tradition here. He mentioned Pagei Beis Hinei, he said no. It doesn't belong in this Inyan of Shavuos. Loi huskiru Pagei Beis Hinei, when he mentioned the Yom Ma'aser. As follows. Pagei Beis Hinei, the figs of Beis Hinei, it's a certain kind of figs. Vahini de Tuvini, also a certain kind of figs. Chayov and Bemaisa, you might think, since they're poor quality figs, so it's something that's always hefker, and therefore, no, they're poor quality figs, they never ripen really. So I might, since they don't ripen entirely, you shouldn't be chayav and Maisa. But it's never called real pears. He says, no, it's called pears. Even that small stage of ripening that they do have is enough to make it pears. And he says, that's why I mentioned Pagei Beis Hinei. Not in a matter of Shavuos as being the last kind. Say that. Pagei means fig. The word pag and fig are the same word, by the way. English word fig comes from the word pag. It's well known fact. But Ahine, but Ahini the Tuvini, Ahini me the dates, Asha says. So Pagei Beis Hinei has the figs of Beis Hinei, and Ahini and the dates of Tuvini are chayav mice, even though they're small and never become anything really important. So still it's called pears and chayav mice. Oichle bitzmore, ma'ashe yichle achre shebetzeya. I never learned above. Because Seya was considered the last place. We can eat as long as there are dates or pears on the fruit, on the branches. But the fact there are some dates left stuck that fell down in the thorns at the bottom of the tree, that doesn't mean it's found the chayesh of the sodra. Has to be dates still hanging on the tree. The dates fell from the tree, at the bottom of the date tree, there's something like thorns projecting at all sides, and some dates fell down and got stuck there, and they're still available for wild animals, that's no reason why to permit you to keep any more dates in your house, say that. Okay, me, that's the kasha on this. We learned, Pesach. So he gives us a set date. Pesach, that's the cut-off date, and you have to throw out all the grapes of Shviz from your house. That's beer. The Zaysen Olives, Ad Ratzach, until Shviz. The Gregus, Ad Chanukah. It's Morim, Ad Apur. Omer, Rabbi Yechadin, Talti, Basrei, Ser Machu. Rabbi Yechadin switched the last two. It means Gregus until Purim and Tor Ad Chanukah. But we say dates, cut off dates, Purim, Chanukah, Pesach. What are you telling me? Places? Seah, and other places you mentioned above? Say the Kasha inside. And so the Gemara, eat, you eat it, both of them. Chachi are the same measure. When he tells us dates after a certain time in the year, and here he tells them in a certain place, that's where they end. That's when they end, at that time. Both are the same measure. He buys a wishing, say another test. Both tell you, learn their book, behead you openly. And yes, there's some place where they're later pairs. So therefore, when you learn Adar Pesach, Adar Chaser, and so on, he's telling us, these are the very last times you can expect to find anything. So the first one tells us, you eat up to, let's say, up to Tzeah, up to what you find in Tzeah. If you don't find it there, then most likely it's a cutoff already. However, if you do find some place that are later than there, you can still eat. And now he's telling us, you should know Pesach is a cutoff. Shavuos is a cutoff for each pair. But then there's surely nothing left to find anywhere. Say that. A sign that is called a mountainous country if you find trees that bear gal nuts, certain kind of nuts. Now why do you have to know that it's called a mountainous country? We'll soon see. One sign that is called a valley if it has the colim, date palms, sima and the colim, colim, a sign that it's a nahal. A nahal is what you call a gully. They call it a vadi in Arabic. It means it's a place, a dry riverbed. Colim, if leaves grow there, sima vishfela, lowland, shikma. Now the last piece, afal pish ein raya l'adav, we have no proof for it, but zecha l'adav is a hint. Shenema, vayitan ha-melech es ha-kesev b'Yerushalayim k'avon shlemei, made silver in Yerushalayim as abundant as stones, as ha-arozim, and cedar wood, which is expensive wood, nosim k'shikmim, made as abundant as shikmim, which is a cheap kind of wood, that's sheva shvela, l'olei, in abundance. That explains. Simen lahorim milin. Simen lahorim to call it nafkemina. The difference is the bikurim. Because bikurim you have to bring always from the best. If not, aime being bikurim, elo mishivas haminim. Bikurim come only from the seven minim. They are the pride of Eretz Yisrael. But has to be from the best. But lo midikolim shiva, not from the date palms that grow on the mountains, but the mountains don't produce good dates. Not from produce, grain that grows in the valleys, also not good produce. It's too wet. So therefore, it's important for us to know if it's a mountainous country, so don't bring any dates from there. Produce you can bring. If it's a valley, you can bring dates from there, but not produce for Bikur. Simen and Echolim Konim, if leaves grow, Nafkemine, v'nachal eson. In the case of Egla Ufo, you have to make that in a nachal eson, in a nachal. So what's a nachal? A nachal is a place where reeds grow. We want a riverbed. Sima v'shvela shikmo, Nafkamina, what difference does it make? What it is, Lameka or Memka. Somebody wants to buy, and he's saying, I'm selling you this land on condition it's not a shpelo. Then they see it's a place where shikma trees grow abundantly, and so it's a shpelo. It's a Mecca twice. So Moses says, that's the case. Hashtag, now the Os is lucky to come to this, so you can say the same tells on all of them. The Kulu Nami Mecca Memka. Somebody sells you a piece of land that's supposed to be in Horim, and you see there, they grow the Kolim there, it's a sign that it's not Horim, and therefore it's a Mecca twice. The din is, man is mitzuve al shvisas behemza. He must see to that behemoth does no work on Shabbos. Not only he cannot make it work on Shabbos, but he can't even let the behemoth do work by itself on Shabbos. And that's why it's also to rent or to lend the behemoth to a goy, because the goy will make it work on Shabbos. And because of that, the Chachamim says also to sell a behemoth to a goy. A big behemoth that's used for work, like a shoya or a chamoya, is also to sell to a goy. Although once it's a goy's property, you're not longer any mitzvah on shvisas b'emza. But the gzeira, if you'll sell, people come also to rent it out to him too. That's called shelo, or shiras, or renting it out to him, or lending it to him, or nasyuni, or not even give it to him as a trial before he buys it. And while he's trying it out on Shabbos, it's still yours. So therefore, it's also to sell a behemah gasa to goy mi rabbonon, gzeira mishum shelo, ushiras, and nasyuni. Now the question, what about a behemah daka? What about sheep? Sheep don't do any work, so al pidin shouldn't be also to sell sheep. But some places have a meaning not to not to sell sheep either. But they say if you sold sheep, you have to sell oxen too. And some places didn't have the meaning, and so sheep they used to permit to sell. The Mishnah, mokim shenago limkel behemah daka. The place was accustomed to sell sheep and goats to goyim. You can sell because there's no isa. The sheep and goats are not animals that do work. Is there meaning not to sell? Because they're afraid once you sell sheep and goats, you might come to sell cattle too. So you don't sell according to the meaning. You follow the meaning. You can never sell a big behemoth. The big behemoth is awesome in the Rabbanon, but you might come to rent it out or lend it out to him. Now what about big behemoths when they're young, like a calf or a colt? Agolim calves. The calves don't do any work yet. Only when they grow up, they're fit to do work. Usiyachim colts, little horses. Shalemim, if they're whole, I mean, nothing is wrong with it. Or shuv, even if they are broken, the legs are broken, they can't do any work. No distinctions. Once it's in the species of horse, of what the species of big behemoths, then it's also in any case to sell them. That's part of the exam. And even if it has a broken foot, and when you sell it, it's probably going to be used for only for meat, you'll slaughter it. So it's also to sell. Loy pluk. When people see you selling a colt or a calf, so they'll say you can sell a big horse or a big cow too. And also, even if you sell it without a leg, say you can, once you do that, they'll permit themselves to sell it with a leg too. Loy pluk, no distinction. He said, has a broken leg, it's mutter. Why? But a broken leg ox, if you sell, it won't be kept along by the man. He can do the work with it, so he'll go and slaughter it. And therefore, nobody will see him using an ox or even holding the ox in his possession. But he won't keep it long. He'll take it to slaughter. So there's no reason to think people, because of this, will sell well oxen, sound oxen. Then they say, he said, you can sell a horse. Why? But the horse, what are you afraid of? You might rent him out to a goy on Shabbos. But the goy, even if you use it on Shabbos, is not a malacha d'oraisa, because this horse was made only to carry people. That's how they used to do. They didn't pull wagons with horses in those days. It was only for riders. And a rider is not osa midaraisa. Chaim Leisa is aspa, by carrying a man on Shabbat. Carrying a man on Shabbat is not isa d'oraisa, it's abonim. So therefore, a horse with his rider only isa d'abonim. So therefore, they did not make the gzera. And he said, you can sell a horse. He didn't permit to rent it out. But to sell a horse, it's mutter, because the gzera doesn't apply. Why? Because the horse does not do isa d'oraisa. Only carries people, and that's isa d'abonim. How do you say that? Mokim shenagu lechol sleeve lechol sleeve lechol places where they have a minute. Eat broiled meat Pesach night. Zechel the Kolben Pesach. Earth, you can do that. But Mokim Shinagu Shalolech, a place we have a meeting not to eat broiled meat, like we have a meeting not to eat broiled meat, because we're afraid people will say that you're eating a Kolben Pesach. Bismanazir, and that's also to make a Kolben Pesach. So therefore, if there's such a meeting, so we also keep that meeting and Einach, etc.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.